Welcome to our podcast, When Life Gives You Lemons. I'm Kevin Henry, and my partner in crime and wife is Palmy Henry. I have a rare disease known as spinal cerebellar ataxia, which is a neuromuscular disease that's left me mobility challenged, as well as with a speech impediment and noise-induced anxiety.
Living with these disabilities, we have created some helpful hints and life lessons that we'd like to share and that have made our life possible. We consider ourselves disability advocates and intend to spotlight some disability issues and things we find interesting that we frequently encounter when we're out and about.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, Palmy.
May the road rise up to meet you and may the wind always be at your back.
Okay. And why are you speaking to me like it was an old thing I should know?
Well, we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day this month.
Well, that's not one of the things I learned about St. Patrick's Day, so...
There's many quotes that it's attributed to St. Patrick. Do you know why we celebrate, why St. Patrick is celebrated in Ireland?
No, I don't.
Well, it's celebrated typically in Ireland as a religious services and feasting in honor of St. Patrick's, one of the Ireland's patron saints.
Okay. I knew that much. That's just basically about everything I know other than the drinking part.
Yeah, America doesn't celebrate it quite that way. We celebrate the Ireland's culture, but... It's a false culture. It's not necessarily all about the drinking, but there is the festive foods and stuff like that. That's neat.
Well, bear in mind, we also celebrate Halloween. That's not a factual event either.
Yeah.
So it's okay to have a little bit of whimsy and traditions, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a big festival?
Not St. Patrick's, no. I've been to Boston during St. Patrick's Day, but I don't think we ever left the bar.
That's typically, it's a bar hopping situation.
Yeah, we didn't hop much. We just, found a good one, and it seemed like a good place to stay, and it kept us entertained all day.
Did you drink green beer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever seen where they dye the river green in Chicago?
I have. I think last year some local news station covered it, like with a helicopter. So you could see the canal they dyed flow to other canals and, all the way around Chicago sort of thing.
Yeah, that was neat. I think I saw that too. So, did you know St. Patrick is not an official saint of the Catholic Church?
Then why did they call him St. Patrick?
Well, the history of St. Patrick's is a little murky. It's kind of like that green river. But St. Patrick was a capture of the Irish warriors, and he lived in Britain. And he was captured and taken back to Ireland and worked as a slave. He was about 16 years old at the time. At that time, it's stated that he was not very religious whatsoever. And even though his father was a pastor and his grandfather had something to do in the church too. I can't remember what the actual official that he held was. But he didn't said at that time he wasn't much of a Christian. But while serving his servitude in Ireland, he started reflecting on it and did a lot of meditation and stuff like that about where he stood.
That's interesting. I've always heard about English taking Irish slaves, but not so much Irish taking English slaves.
I think it went both ways. There was a lot of hatred.
I'm pretty sure that's pretty common amongst the British Isles for Lake Wales, included Scotland, everybody was enslaving somebody else. Basically, if you're in a battle and got defeated, they either killed you or imprisoned you.
Right.
For ransom or enslaved you.
Well, the way this happened was he eventually escaped back to Britain against his family's wishes. He went back to Ireland as a missionary to spread the word of God. Not necessarily the Catholic Church, but because there's questionable whether the Catholic Church was there during that time or not. I read several things in my research where they were questioning that. But another thing that St. Patrick's known for is the shamrock, because he used the symbols as the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But we also hear of the fourth leaf. Do you know what that fourth leaf is?
I don't know. Aren't they normally three leaves?
Yeah.
And then if they have four leaves, it's supposed to be lucky.
Exactly. It's where we get the luck. He was also known, there's a fable, that he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Okay.
Well,
how many snakes were there in Ireland?
Historians have said that snakes are not native to Ireland, and that would be for several reasons. Snakes are cold-blooded, and Ireland is known to be very cold and have very unpredictable weather. It is also a fact that during the last ice age, the landmass of Ireland was separated from Britain landmass, and so it became an island, which makes it another reason why snakes would be very hard to get on the island. So a lot of that's fable.
Well, yeah, but isn't Australia an island, basically?
True.
They have lots of snakes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, they're... But Hawaii is an island, and they do not have it.
Hmm.
So I guess it just depends on your...
As to Australia being so big, it may have just been part of another landmass one time, whereas Hawaii built up by itself underground volcanoes with the ocean and all that.
Yeah, when we lived in Hawaii, there was a big thing about prohibiting snakes on the island. They claimed there was no snakes on the island, but every incoming plane was searched for snakes.
Basically, snakes like to hide out, if you will, in the landing gear compartments of planes. So if that plane has landed... And see, it was a common in Guam, I think, at the time, for a certain super invasive species of snake to hitchhike on planes, if you will, in that manner.
Yeah, it might have happened that way in Australia, too, with the boats and stuff. There was a lot of travel with, because it was a prison state, wasn't it? At one point.
Yes, it was. It was a prison colony for the British at one time.
Yeah. I know they imported mongoose in order to help. At some point, there was a problem with snakes in Hawaii, but they imported mongoose.
Yeah. Okay.
And they are now an intrusive species, so they're everywhere on the island.
Yeah, they are. I remember... one time we were driving on a mountain road, it's like, avoid that little furry critter. It's, well, if I do that, I drive off a cliff. So, sorry, guy.
Mongoose down. Kevin 1, mongoose 0. Here, I'm going to pinch. Oh, darn it. I can't pinch you.
And why is that?
Well, that's another thing of St. Patrick's Day. It's... Do you know why you wear green on St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, nobody pinches you.
Yeah, but the fable is that if you wear green on St. Patrick's Day, you're invisible to the leprechauns. They're a little bit mischievous, you know.
I did not know that. Do you remember hearing about the Hawaiian version of leprechauns?
No.
Menahuni.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember that. Yeah, that's the same myth. Similar myth.
Similar?
Yeah, because they're mischievous, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't recall St. Patrick's Day in Hawaii.
I don't remember either.
So, they might have been mischievous little guys, but I don't think they were related in any other way. The Menahuni resembled leprechauns, but they didn't really have much to do with St. Patrick.
No. Well, getting back to St. Patrick's Day, was that ever on your bucket list to go to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day?
Not really for St. Patrick's Day. I've heard that it's very pretty, though.
Yeah. Well, if we ever do go to the celebration in Ireland, it includes a parade and festive quarters that are wheelchair accessible.
Really?
Yeah. The parade and the festive quarters are located in Collins Barrack, and there's also designated viewing areas for people with the disabilities in three different locations for wheelchair users on O'Collin Street and Westmoreland Street and the front of St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Well, that's so kind of the Irish. Thank you.
Yeah, and not only that, it lets everybody else that's listening know where to go.
True. I wouldn't have even imagined there was a place to go. So I'm thinking that if you're in whatever town for the celebration, if they're thinking about you, the organizers will have some info on where you can go to, you know, not be obstructed by crowds.
Yeah, we'll have to put that on our bucket list.
Yeah.
But we're a disability advocates, so why are we talking about St. Patrick's Day?
I suppose we're trying to relate St. Patrick's Day to CP.
Yes, that's exactly right. Do you know why I have 10 reasons why you should wear green after St. Patrick's Day.
Lay them on me.
Okay. Well, I did not know this, but there are 17 million people in the world living with CP.
17 million.
Wow.
That's an awful lot of people.
Yeah. And it mostly, CP is the most common physical disability in childhood. So all those children, they get CP, it lasts for the rest of their lives.
Makes you really think about CP in a different light.
Yeah. March is Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. And they ask you to wear green during the month of March so that they can highlight that there is no federal funding for CP. Can you believe that?
I really can't. I wonder if it's
17 million, Kevin.
I know that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I wonder if the National Health Program for Great Britain has something that correlates with St. Patrick's Day.
For CP?
Yeah.
I don't know if this the St. Patrick's Day, month of March is worldwide or just in America.
I think in America we have pretty much a month for everything.
I think so too. Now, cerebral palsy gets little to no media coverage, and we hear about other awareness days and months, but CP gets the shaft every year.
Well, that's not fair.
You have to remember that every adult with CP are often forgotten and that they have trouble getting help when they need it because they're children when they get it. So children with CP become adults with CP, and they still need help for their lifetime, and their stories need to be told too.
Well, sure. Hopefully, like Alexis, they have accepted the fact and they think about what they have to do to overcome obstacles.
Yeah, there are many inspiring stories about adults and children thriving, but not suffering from CP. And that was exactly what Alexis was sharing with us last season. Do you remember that interview with her?
I sure do.
She was very inspiring.
She always has been. It's not a recent development. She's been that way from, you know, I first knew her as elementary school child, really.
Yeah.
Now she's in college and a young woman.
So that's why we wear green, to highlight that. It is, many people don't know much about CP, and myths spread like wildfire.
Here's a couple quotes from Alexis Johnson we made last season.
Yeah, when you get into talking to people about it, you definitely hear the abbreviation CP, because cerebral palsy is pronounced different ways. It's pronounced cerebral palsy, cerebral palsy. It's just a different pronunciation, so the easier way to do it is just do CP. Most people with CP will know what you are talking about. Yeah, it just depends on the kind of support group you have and how in-depth of the research that they tend to do with it. For my mom and me, it was just always called cerebral palsy. It wasn't until a couple of years later when I started doing my own research that I learned that people call it CP. It just kind of depends on what group you're with and how in-depth they want to go about it, because there are different severity levels to the cerebral palsy. Yeah, every case is different because there are different severity levels. There's low to mild to severe, where low, it kind of just affects them. Mild is where you can visibly see that it affects them, and severe is not only visible, but you can also hear it, because they're kind of laid back in a wheelchair, and they don't have anything to move. They vocalize. They can't form physical words.
Well, one of the misconceptions I had was basically every CP was a result of a medical incident during childbirth.
Yeah, that's not true.
No.
Yeah.
It can be an infection the mother had during pregnancy. It can be an infection the child had in the womb. It can be, trauma suffered to their nervous system during their development. It can be lots of different things.
Yeah, every case of cerebral palsy is unique as the person who has it.
Yeah, exactly.
Another good reason to wear green this month. Many people with CP feel alone, and wearing green to support the 17 millions of them reminds us that green isn't just for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it'd be nice of us to wear green then and support their efforts.
Perfect reason to go shopping.
Well, I think you already did that, Drew.
There's always more to be done. Hey, Kevin. I've got a joke for you.
What's that?
Hey, warning, it's a dad joke.
Warning, it's a dad joke.
Yeah.
Are dad jokes more my thing than yours?
Yep, but I found this one.
Okay, lay it on me.
Hey, did you hear Ireland is the fastest growing country in Europe?
No, I did not.
Its population is always doubling.
Bad dad joke. Bad dad joke.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next month.
See you next time. Thanks. Please like and subscribe Pommy's new YouTube channel, Making the Lemonade. Download your favorite episodes. Make sure you tell people about it so others can share their joy.
So if you want to hear a specific topic discussed, drop us an email. Our contact information is listed on our website. It's www.whenlifegivesyoulemons.net.